You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Talk to me about this four-day work week.
Follow this account on the IG, the Instagram, that kind of gives you, you know, trending stories and stuff that's going on. And one of the big headlines on this account is Bill to make a four-day work week. The national standard has been reintroduced into the House of Representatives. It's coming from California Rep. Mark something or other. He proposed the bill making a four-day work week a federal law. The mandate would create a significant change which will increase the happiness of all humankind.
That's all it takes.
That's
huh?
all. Make me happy, Mark something or other. Make me happy.
If I only have to go to work 4 days a week, that automatically makes me happy.
Now, okay. I could see, yes, it would make me happy probably for 6 to 8 months. And then I'd be like, oh, this sucks. I need a three-day work week immediately.
Yeah, and then after that, two, and then one, and then nothing.
I don't want to work at all.
Boy, talk about someone who is blatantly pandering for votes.
I think so, yeah.
You elect me, I'll make sure you only go to work 4 days a week.
I will make you happy. You'll be the happiest you've ever been in your entire life with a four-day work week.
Oh, listen, I know we're going to get 8 billion text messages from people who only work 3 or 4 days a week, and they're going to talk about how happy they are, and their productivity is great.
I get it. Yes. I'd like to try it for a while. And see if it increases my happiness.
We had a fun little chat. I don't know. Was it 6 months ago where we talked about would you take Monday, Friday, or Wednesday? And I was one of the very few who chose Wednesday.
Wednesday would be nice.
Most people wanted a three-day weekend every weekend. But my rationale for Wednesday was then I would never work more than 2 days in a row.
Yeah, which is nice. Definitely nice.
Think about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which I think I would be bouncing Monday. I'd just come back on Tuesday and then...
Well, then you and I Tuesday would only work 3 days a week together.
We
then,
would,
right?
Wouldn't we?
Tuesday, Thursday,
yeah,
Friday.
Yeah, we'd figure it out. Well, we would figure something out. It would be fun. Mm. But yeah, you know, I can see
you
where
know,
this would be...
Mondays, I could do whatever the hell I wanted on the show. And Wednesdays, you could do whatever the hell you wanted on the show.
That'd be kind of fun, actually.
Let's try it.
Where's our big boss, Dave? Let's make this happen.
Where's Mark something or other?
That's right. Representative Mark something or other here.
What is his name? You can't say his name. No, I got to look it up.
Tancano. T-A-K-A-N-O. Tancano.
Tacano.
Okay. Yeah. It's just funnier when I say something or other.
Okay. Well, I was just curious if I knew who this guy was, but I don't.
Yeah, I don't see how. I mean, it may make you happy for a little while, but it's going to tank our economy, I think. We're so behind anyway that this is not going to be beneficial for our country at all. What are you going to do that extra day? You're just going to lay around and do nothing. There's going to be zero productivity for this country.
I don't know. It's and again, here come the text messages already. I work 4 days a week. My work is great. Okay.
That's
you know,
fine.
here's the funny way. You know, also, this is something else. I think I've mentioned this before. But this is all fine and good. Okay? Until you got your day off and you want to go get a cheeseburger somewhere and you go driving over and they're closed. And why are they closed? Because everybody wants the
day
off. You're like, oh, wait a minute. Well, let me go to another place.
It's like
Close.
Sunday when
everybody wants
Chick-fil-A.
Off.
I am pissed on Sundays.
Right. If people are like, well, I'm going to go this to the grocery store. Well, I'm sorry. The grocery store is closed today. We got to give everybody the day off. So everyone always thinks about it for themselves, but then they don't think about
it. But they'd have to stagger it. They would have to stagger the work schedule so these places are still open all week. And it's just various employees with the days
off. Sure, but there are going to be times when you take... X amount of the workforce, it's going to have an effect, is the point I'm trying to make. We always think about it because we're a very selfish society, so we think of ourselves, but you don't think about the fact that that means everyone else is going to be taking off work too, which means when you go to the DMV, the lines will be longer. Why? Because 20% of their
Somebody's
workforce is gone that day.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't want that.
Nope.
You go to Costco, the lines will be twice as long. Why? A third of their workforce is off today. Oh, well, I didn't count on that.
Yep. It's true, man. Absolutely true.
You know, lines are going to be longer.
Yeah.
So
it's true. Unless everybody takes the same day off, and then you just know that you, like
you
on Sunday, you're not getting mail, or you're not going to Chick-fil-A, you're not going to Costco on Sunday.
Well, you know,
Sunday
that male
everybody
thing
just
is,
chills.
The male thing is another thing, and I'm not trying to take work away from the wonderful people who work for the United States Postal Service. God bless you. I appreciate the work you do. However, I got to say, I'm one of those people who's raised my hands and said, I don't need mail 6 days a week.
No, I don't
because
either.
My mail is crap anyway.
Two to three days tops. Let's stick with 2 days a week.
I would be fine if you delivered my mail every like Tuesday and Friday. Yeah. Plenty.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, how
the post office
is hurting
anyway.
Every single day to get junk mail and flyers and political flyers out of there. I don't need it.
God bless the people at the post office, man. I had to stand in line. It was a long line to mail something, and there was one person working the counter, and another woman came out, and she was like apologizing. She's like, I'm sorry. The postal office is not what it used to be. It is just not what it used to be. I've been here for 15 years. She's like, it has changed so much. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, well, now take that, Jeremy, and now take the staff that they do have and take 20% of them who are going to get off because they get an extra day off because of federal law.
They don't have 20% to take off. There was one guy there, one guy.
But the ones that they do have... So they're only going to work four days a week.
Yeah.
And so your line is going to be even longer at the post office.
It was ridiculous. It was insane.
Yeah, I feel for it. And the thing is, people at the counters in post offices are like bank tellers and flight attendants. They get crap from people all the time.
I know. I stood there. I was very calm. I was like, don't get upset. There's one guy. And you could tell everyone in line was crazy irritated. A lot of toe tapping, a lot of heavy sighing, a lot of on the phone, you know. And I was just like, just stay calm.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't know how people in those jobs, flight attendants, postal workers, bank tellers, I don't know how they keep from reaching across the counter sometime and just grabbing people by the throat and say, I've had it up to here with you people.
It might make things better if they did that, actually.
Right. I mean, there used to be the old term going postal, and maybe you do because people are grouchy.
Just knock it off, man.
And so cheers to the people who do that job.
I know.
Because you got to put up with a bunch of cranky asses all the time.
That's right.